Students are practicing for their dance moves as rehearsals begin for the WT musical production of Urinetown, opening November 16th. Professor of Theater and Director of Urinetown, Royal Brantley, says the musical is much more modern than last year's production.
Last year we did Secret Garden, which is a relatively new musical, but its style, or the genre of Secret Garden, is a little more on the classical side. So we wanted to do something that was definitely contemporary.
Urinetown is the story of a city whose citizens are forced to pay a fee to go to the bathroom. If a citizen breaks this new law, they are sent to a mysterious location known as Urinetown. As a musical, Urinetown involves an extensive amount of dancing and choreography, a task welcomed by musical theater student and choreographer of Urinetown, Trisha Russell.
Well, actually, I'm a returning student, so I'm quite a bit older, and I've owned a dance studio already, and so Brantley knows that I have, like, a lot of dance background.
Though some cast members, including senior musical theater major Emily Phillips, say they don't see themselves as the best dancers, they plan to make up for it with their performances.
I'm kind of not graceful at all, but I try my best, and working on it, I'm more of the performer-singer, which came in handy this time, so.
For those who don't think too highly of musicals, junior musical theater major Julia Rucker says the play's satirical comedy and parody-driven plot is the main reason you will want to come see it.
Even if you don't like musicals or you don't like theater, you can still laugh at it.
For the Prairie News, this is Ashley Hendrick.